back in the late 60s, you were gigging in Birmingham and you were playing cover versions. And I assume that you were evidently songwriting even then. You know, you must have been finding it frustrating that you had to play other people's music. And then, of course, there was the incentive to form your own band, and that evolved into Magnum. Have you always been prolific?
Some people say, everyone goes like, "Oh, you're really prolific," and I don't know. See, I should be in the next few weeks starting to write again. I think it's good when I don't just rush out and do it. It gives me time to think about things. So,
yeah.
I just do it because I think I like it, you know.
Was there ever a time, a period where, you know, you just felt you couldn't come up with any great songs?
You see, you just said great songs. I mean, I think piles of rubbish as well, you know. I mean, when you start off, I mean, really start off, writing, although you don't think it at the time, of course, it's very amateurish, and had no idea how to put a song together. Or, I mean, the hardest thing to do is really the lyrics, and when you actually start off, you just do anything. Well, I did, anything that would just fit into a space, really. Even from that early point, I never ever had thoughts of it going anywhere, to be quite truth. I just wrote because I liked to do it. And then I suddenly thought, wouldn't it be great to make a record? And I can remember hawking songs around record companies, which all sort of looked in dismay at I can remember we were playing at the Railway, which was a gig in Birmingham, which doesn't exist anymore. And I could never, ever call a song a title, because I felt that's been, like, really pretentious. Naming the song, you know, naming the title of the song, it felt really sort of pretentious. And it was, like, ridiculous. And then people in the audience were going, "Can you play whatever it was?" And people are actually calling it a song. I didn't think they were good enough to be songs, I think. I thought, wow, you know, it really surprised me. And from that point onwards, I was, maybe, you know, some of these are okay. And we just carried on and carried on, you know. I mean, we're actually at the Railway, and some guys said, "Do you want to go on tour with Judas Priest?" And we went, "Oh, yeah, please, yeah." And he said, "Be at Liverpool Empire tomorrow." And, like, we went from the Railway, which held about 200 people, to big gig the next day, which was, like, unbelievable.